Saturday morning. It's 8:30 in the morning. We're getting ready to do our early morning practice. 2:30 game, so we can sleep in a little bit today. If it were 11 o'clock game, we'd be out here before 7 o'clock, but we're going to be going till about 6 o'clock tonight.
Good morning, Elm Drive.
I'm the director of bands at the University of Wisconsin and director of the marching band. I came to Wisconsin in 1969. I came at a time when the marching band was at a kind of a low ebb. I was the third marching band director in 3 years. Our football team was had set a record for the most consecutive games without a win, but I saw it as a great opportunity to sort of come in a place that had great band tradition and sort of hopefully reawaken it a little bit and start doing some things that I thought this band would be able to do. And I immediately thought it should be more showbiz. So I tried to make everything more upbeat. I changed the arrangement of On Wisconsin. I changed the way the band marched. I put a little gimmick in it that we call stop at the top, where there's an energetic sort of a piston-like motion in the way the band performs.
Better, more stop at the top. Stop at the top. One, two, ready, yeah.
We rehearsed Tuesday through Friday from 3:45 to 5:30, hour and 45 minutes, 4 days a week. That can get scary because you've got 4 days to learn the music, learn the drill, and perfect it. I think the one thing that I do really well is teach work ethic. I really think that if a student comes to this group and doesn't have a work ethic, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to be gone quickly, or they're going to develop a work ethic, because there's no way you can exist in my group without showing that effort that has to happen every time.
Turns have to be a habit. They have to be a habit. You'll say, oh, I'll do it this afternoon. No, you won't. Every time, then it's a habit, then it's the way you always do it.
I get all kinds of letters later from students. I just got one not long ago from a guy that was in my 1971 band. He said, you know, it took me a while to understand what you were teaching, but this idea of the work ethic, the idea of if you can do more than you think you can do, is something that I realize now that's what you were teaching in band every day. Our job is to entertain, and to entertain, I think the audience has to sense that you're having fun doing it. And I tell the band, you're going to have fun on this, whether you like it or not.
Two, three, and down.
Single game school rushing record.
It's 11:30 on Saturday morning. Rehearsal's over. I came back to my office. I dressed, changed clothes, ate a little sandwich and a candy bar, and I'm ready for the day. So once I leave this office, I'm working the rest of the day without much break. There have been a few people offered to drive me, but I got started walking, and it almost becomes a ritual, a tradition. Some people call it a superstition. I prefer to think of it as a ritual. And I know I could walk that way, but I really can't. I got to go this way and then that way. Camp Randall's my favorite. Camp Randall's special, and I don't know any other stadium in the country where you can do a fifth quarter and get away with it the way we do. You're not going to have happiness with this band, but what you're going to have is moments of happiness. There's going to be moments of great exhilaration, of great pride, of great sense of accomplishment. And what you have to do in this band and in life, you have to draw on those moments. And then when things aren't going well, you have to go back in your memory and say, I can get through this, because there will be somewhere down the line another moment of happiness. We've always left the stadium happy. Not pleased, not somewhat disappointed, but we've always had a good time. And you look over your shoulder and freeze that moment. I think the thing that really motivates me is I've never seen an end. I've never seen a point where, okay, the band is as good as it's ever going to get. I think people get burned out when they've reached the end of their expectations, perhaps. And I don't think I've reached the end of that yet.
We love you, Mike. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Mike, and we'll be true.
About 2 minutes till 7 on Saturday night after a tough loss, but a fun afternoon, and my day's over. Kids did well, and it's very gratifying to see the seniors so emotional about what we're doing. I think somebody once said that, probably was Vince Lombardi, because I quote him a lot, that you never can receive perfection, but in seeking it, sometimes you get excellence. And that's really what we're trying to do.